So we said last time the derech, trying to understand a little bit how everyone was involved in this plot. The way we said last time was that the Radak seems to say that only the Zakenim and the Edim, perhaps, they were the ones who were involved. Klal Yisrael would not have put up with it. That's why Yisrael had to do this whole thing here, because just to stop, go and kill, they never would have. So that's why she had to do this thing. Klaisel never would have put up with this injustice. The Malvim has a little bit of a different shot, and it goes actually from extreme to extreme. In Pasuk Yud we said, and we'll say it again, Vayishivu shnayim anoshim b'nei Belial negdoi v'yidu lema berachto likim v'melech. Yizevel sent a letter b'shem Achav, as the Pasuk said, that he was Mevarach Hashem and Achav. So she said like this: really, the king is a very trustworthy person. If the king says something happens, it probably happens. So now, the king says that he cursed Hashem and he cursed the king. So Achav, the king, should come and be a witness, testify that Navos was Berach Alekim, Berach Alekim, he cursed Hashem. But you know, it's not so bakavadik that the king should have to go and testify against the citizen. King's the king, he doesn't come and testify. Not only that, she tells them, but he did a second thing wrong. What? Yizevel sending a message to the Zakenim. See, not only is that a problem, that it's not such a covet for him to testify that Navos cursed Hashem, but he did a second Avera. He cursed Achav himself. He cursed the Melech. So the king's going to come and say testimony, he cursed me? That's even less of a covet. So she said like this: I'm sending you a letter that Achav says, she signed Achav's name, right? In Pasuk Ches, Vatichtei Svarim B'Shem Achav, Vatachtei Mechai Samoi, that he was Beirach Alekim V'Melech. Which means to say, it for sure happened. If the king says it happened, it happened. You have a technical problem over here. The king is not going to be a witness. He's not going to be a witness that he cursed Hashem. It's not Lefi Klaidai. And he's for sure not going to be a witness that he cursed himself, the king. He's an Agabidomer. That's a Bizayan. He should have to go tell people someone cursed him. So she said like this: take two Anoshim Minei Belial Negdai. Not two people who are just Anshei B'nei Belial, two Rishayim. They're B'nei Belial Negdai. Towards Navos, they're B'nei Belial. But they're not really B'nei Belial. Why? Because they're not saying a sheker. If they were truly lying, you could say you need a bunch of liars. They're not liars. They're saying what happened. And they know it happened. How do they know it happened? Achav told them. He's the king. He tells the truth. Could they say they saw it? No. Are they the witnesses to it? No. So therefore, but they themselves believe they're saying the truth. They're just not, they just happen to say we saw it, instead of we know it. Because in Judaism, in a Beis Din, knowing is not enough, you have to see. So there's one thing that's wrong. They're not really liars. If the king says it happened to them, it's animam in the munish lema. It happened. Could we say testimony we saw it? No. Right. So therefore, the Lashon is not just Anoshim B'nei Belial Rishayim. These aren't Stam Rishayim. They're B'nei Belial Negdoi. Towards Navos, they're not saying the truth. Because they're not saying that, because they're saying that they saw it. But if you want to know, are they really Rishayim? Do they really believe they're lying in Beis Din to say that this action never occurred? A made up story? No, they believe it's 100% true. So 1 second. So now, so the way the Malvim is learning, the Radak last time sounded like the Zakenim and the Edim, they were all into the plot. They made up the story, but no one else knew about it. Over here, the way the Malbim is saying, I don't know about the Zakenim so much, but the Edim for sure, the way she was setting it up, were really believing, or she was saying, at least they should believe, that it was a true occurrence. That they were saying something that actually happened. They weren't killing an innocent man. He was Chayav Misa. He cursed Hashem. He cursed the king. There's a Marid B'Malchus. There's a technical problem. The actual witness couldn't come. But to them, he's like 100 witnesses. If the king says it happened, it happened. So that's the lashon of Vayishivu Shnayim Anoshim B'nei Belial Negdoi. Negdoi Pasha means in front of him. He's saying no, go together. They're only Belial Negdoi. Towards him they're Belial. But they're not really Belial. They're not Stam, you go and the Malbim is saying this. They're not really Belial that they're just Rishayim make up stories. They're going to believe it's actually true because Achav said so. One second, let's just see the psukim for a second. Vayas anshe iroi hazakenim vachayrim asher yoshim biroi kasher shalch aleim izovel. So they did it. Kasher kosev asvarim asher shalch aleim, like it said in the svarim. Karutzoim. They made a gathering. Vayishivus novus b'roi shom. Now, let's see what happened. Says the pasuk. Vayavoyu shnei hoanoshim b'nei b'lial. Vayishvu negdai. Doesn't say the Malbim had Oshikul Torah. B'nei Belial Negdai goes together. They're only B'nei Belial towards him. They're not really Rishayim. Says the Malbim, that was her plan. But they did a lot better than she wanted. They didn't care B'chlal to say Mama Sheker. They didn't care that they said Akav. We don't believe him. Who knows if it's true? It's a Sheker. We'll say it anyways. They are B'nei Belial. They sat in front of him. But the Negda is not going on the B'nai B'liyal, says the Malbim. They were B'nai B'liyal. We found full-fledged Rishayim who couldn't give two hoots to say Sheker and kill a person. And they said testimony. Neged Ha'am. One second. Neged Ha'am. Says the Malbim. That everyone there also knew it was Sheker. Neged Ha'am means that the Anshei B'nei Belial were together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Which means to say, Izevo tried a whole story to make it that no one should know that this is really Sheker. Maybe this is a Canaan, maybe not. But the witnesses, they're going to believe it's true. The rest of Klal Yisrael is going to believe it's true. There's one problem. The witnesses are going to say we saw it instead of we heard it from Achav. That was her plan. But they steiged even more than she wanted. They did better than her. They outdid her. The whole city could care less that there was a whole fake thing going on here. Everyone knew the witnesses were shkarim. Everyone knew that it wasn't true, the whole thing. They could care less. They knew Izevel was all her plot. They got up. They watched as two witnesses said that Navois, Beirach, Novois Elikim Vamelech, Vayitzium Chutzlair, Vayitzkalu, Bavanim Vayomis. The Malbim says for some reason they didn't like Novus, so they could care less that he's being killed, and they killed him. So, in the way we said before, we kept it as the Zakenim and the Edim, they knew it wasn't a true thing, the Radak had said. Everyone else, they assumed everything was going Keshura. The Malbim goes to extremes, and he says, Izevel is trying to keep it as secret as possible, and make it as real as possible, so much so that even the Edim should believe that it's a true story. To the other extreme, when it actually happened, everyone was in on this plot, they could care less, they were Anshei Belial, they were Rishayim, the Edim, Neged Ha'am, all of the people knew about it, and they went willingly and killed an innocent person. Yeah, Rachel?
So they, instead of saying we know it because the Malbim told us, they said we saw it.
Yeah, well, that they had to say for it to be true, for it to be play the part.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
According to Malbim, we understand that the Edim didn't believe in it. I mean, they thought it was in the truth, but the name saw really nearby the face.
No. No, the Edom also at the end knew they weren't saying the truth. When she originally made up the plot of how it's going to work, she figured the Edom should know, will believe they're saying the truth, and they'll just say we saw it instead of we know. And then it'll fly through. So the only people who will know it's a Sheker are maybe the Zakenim. But at the end, no one really could care. The Edom knew they were saying false, and they said false.
No.
All of Klal Yisrael, they figured it out. I don't know how they know. Yeah?
How did the Edom not know?
In her plot? Because they believe, they know that they're not saying the truth that they saw it, but they believe he did it. Because Achav the king said so, and a king is a very trustworthy person. If a king says someone did something, he did it.
So they're supposed to say we saw it?
What? They have to say we saw it for it to be real. No, they said we saw it. That part they lied about. But did he actually do the action? They could have believed that he actually did it, because the king said he did it. Could they say they saw it? No, but they said it anyways. So you can't say they're really Rishoim who are killing an innocent person through their testimony, because they believe he has to be put to death because he really cursed Hashem, because the king told us he cursed Hashem.
But did they say anything different? Like,
they said we saw it.
But she knew that they were angry.
Yes, yeah, right.
So
she had to get someone who was willing to say that white lie, so to speak.
So they didn't say anything more that would make.
Well, they said we saw it, and they didn't.
And that was like what they were supposed to
do. Right. No. But then they knew they were lying. They knew it wasn't true. The whole thing. They knew that it never happened, and therefore they the whole thing was actually one big lie. They, again, yeah, they're right. They said the same thing she told them to say, but they knew it was a lie. She was hoping they would think it's truth.
And why do we see that they knew?
Because the first time he says "Bnei Belial Negdai," towards Navais, to say that he actually did it, they were saying they were Rishayim, but they weren't really Rishayim. You can't describe them as just Bnei Belial. The second time it says "Vayidu Anche Habelial," they were Rishayim. Habelial, maybe the Hayyadiyah also. They are Rishayim. That means they were saying a sheker. They knew they were saying a sheker. Yeah.
How many translations are there for negative? Not translations, like meaning the negative word.
Negative means opposite, towards.
But in regards to how
close
separating it,
nothing about it. So means benevli al neg, that means in front of him. He's saying it means towards him. They were only Rishayim towards him. They weren't really Rishayim.
For someone, if you're bad to someone, that doesn't make someone bad.
No, it just means to say that they weren't, if you want to describe them, not Rishayim that will go saying a straight out checker to kill someone. They held he was Chayav Misa, but towards him it was a sheker because they said we saw it instead of we believe Asa. Yeah.
So what does it mean by Yeshu Negdo?
There means they sat in front of him, Pashup Shah, yeah.
And that they, what does it mean? So that has nothing to do with
That's his Raya, because it should have said B'nei V'liyal Negdo. Why did it put the Vayeshu in the middle? That Negdo is a different Negdo, yeah.
What's that Negdo?
No, he just sat in front of him. Yeah.
So when you're when it
does
the neighbor all, that's really, that's
something like
devil's plan, right?
Right, correct. Right, that's them. This is all his devil's plan. Plus, is what they did, and on is what they did.
So how do you learn from your Gimel that the whole Bnei Yisrael knew?
Because he throws in something with the Neged Ha'am.
Oh, yeah.
The Neged Ha'am, he throws in that means, why does it have to stay in front of everyone? That means they knew it also. No? Okay. So fine, so they killed him. Either way, Navis is killed. So Vayishluku El Izevel Lamer Sukal Navis Vayomai. So they sent a message to Izevel, and they said he got skila, and he was killed. Izevel and Pasuk Kesvav hears it. So she turns to Achav, and she says, Kum, get up, Reish, inherit the Kerem of Navis HaYisraeli, who didn't want to give it to you for money, Ki Ein Navis Chai Ki Meis. He's not alive, he's dead. Yeah.
Did Achav know what she did?
We'll see. Yeah, Achav know. We'll see. Now, Rashi here brings something we said last time, that there's a machlokes. Yesh mechachamim maimrim haruge malchus nechseim lemelech. Some say if you get killed by the king, then the nechasim go to the king. And therefore the pasuk would mean, since you're the king, go inherit him, because anyone who gets killed by the melech, the king gets his things. The yesh mehen aimrim, and others say that even being killed by the melech goes to his yarshim. However, ben achi aviv haya, he was his cousin, v'oisai v'ezbanav harag, and they killed him and his children, v'ral yarshim, so the closest relative was Achav, which is a little bit more exact than the Lashon Kum Reish, inherit. Reish means to inherit. According to the first chat, it means because you're the king, so you inherit, not real Yerusha, but because when you get killed, someone gets killed for being married by Malchus, it goes to the kingdom. according to the second shot, you have to say that he was the closest relative, and therefore he inherited mitayras yerusha of the lashon of reish. Yeah.
So the Acham did also have another children killed by his dad.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. I don't know where and when, but I forgot to look up the one. What? Well, according to the Malcolm, everyone didn't care. Nobody cared, really. Right? Everyone knew about it.
How much did the other people inherit, or?
They both been inherited. The question is, Mitzayra as Yerusha, as a king, or as a relative? Yeah. Okay. Now the Pasuk Tazayin, Achav went, and he inherited it. Pasuk Yizayin, Vayihi Dvar Hashem El Eliyoh Atishvi Leimar. And Hashem spoke to Eliyoh Atishvi, Eliyoh Anavi. Kum Rei Likras Achav Melech Yisrael Asher B'shoim Roim, Hinei B'karim Novos Asher Yor Shom L'Rishtoi. Go down to Achav Melech Yisrael Asher B'shoim Roim. Right now he's not in Shimron. Right now he's in the Karam of Novos. And you should go speak to him and say, Koyamar Hashem. You went and you murdered someone, and you're also going to inherit him. Which the Malbim explains that the Lashon Hariga in Tanakh sometimes refers to someone being murdered, and sometimes could also refer to someone who was killed, al pi bezdin, al pi din. Hariga is not always something that's illegal or wrong. Haruge bezdin. If someone gets killed in bezdin, it's called hariga. Ritzicha is only used when it is a crime, when it's wrong. So Eliyahu says to him, you think you did hariga haratzachta? You're a reitzeach. You killed him. You murdered him illegally. V'gam yarashta. So now you're going to go and you also get his things. You're going to be yarish him. V'dibarta ilav leimar Hashem continues and says, you should tell him, Koyamar Hashem, in Koyim asher loku haklovim es dam novois, yoloiku haklovim es dam chagamata. In the place where the dogs licked up the blood of novois, the dogs are going to lick your blood. Now, there's a question, this word bimkaim, does it mean actually the place itself? In the next parak, when it actually happens, there's a Rashi there who says, because we're going to see Achav got killed in the middle of a war, and it says over there he got killed. So Rashi says, it says over there is by Brecha Shimrein. So Rashi says, Brecha Shimrein, it sounds like it was in the same place Novus was killed. Here it says it's going to be in the same place. So Rashi says you have to say, for some reason, it was the exact same place. Even though it sounds like over here was in Yisrael, and over there it sounds like it was in Shimrein. But says Rashi, if the Novi said it's going to happen, Bim Kaim in the same place, Aymar Ani, says Rashi, it happens. It's in the next parak, Pasuk Lamed Ches. In Shimrein. In Brecha Shimrein. Well, we have to say, if the Navi said it's going to be in the same place, it must be the same place. We have nothing else to say. It doesn't say here exactly where they killed Navis, right? We would assume it's in Israel. And over there it says, Achav got killed in Brecha Shimrein. And the Navi said, that's the same place, it's going to be the same place. It must be it was. Others say the word bin kaim doesn't mean the same place itself. It means instead of. Right? Bimkaim, in the place of, not in the physical place, in the geographical place. Rather, because you killed him, you're going to get killed. So therefore you don't have this problem. But you see from Rashi over there that he says, V'oimer ani, you see Rashi's learning very pashup shat, that the word bimkaim over here means in the geographical place. V'oimer achav el elio. Hamtsasani Ivy. So Achav says to Elio, have you found me, my enemy? Meaning, the Mefarshim say he was saying,
okay,
yeah, what? Sure, no problem.
Where is the Rashi about?
Pasuk Lamed Ches, Perikov Beis, Pasuk Lamed Ches. So, Yaakov tells Eliyahu Mitzasani, Oyvi. So the Mepharshim explained, he was saying, Oyvi, you're my enemy. Hamtzosani, have you already found me guilty for killing Navais? I didn't do it. Izabel did it. And I'm done with it. Oyvi, you're my enemy. Hamtzosani, have you found me guilty? I'm not the one who killed Navais. This was Izabel's plot. I had nothing to do with it. What are you getting all upset at me for? Vayoymer, and he answered, Motsasi, I found you. Which means you're wrong. Yes, you are guilty. Because, and this is what I said before, the Mitzvah of David says, you knew what was going on. You knew it was happening. So, when you as the king know what's going on with your wife, and it happens, it's as if you personally did it, and you're achayev. Don't worry, Zav doesn't get scot-free either, but he also, Achav gets his punishment here, or the nevuah for his punishment. So Matos, yes, I found you guilty. Yan, hismakercha lasei torah b'nei Hashem. Because you have sold yourself. Rashi says, hismakercha is a lashon of mechira. You have sold yourself to anger the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Meaning, the Mitzvah says, as if because when you work so hard to do Averis, Meray Vishtad Lusay Ba'Averis, says the Mitzvah, when you try so hard to do Averis, it's as if you sold yourself to evil. When you sell yourself, that means you're locked into something. So you're doing so much, it's as if you sold yourself to do the Ra Be'nei Hashem.
The Rashi
answers,
you sold yourself to
Berakh. Bahakh is Berakh. The anger of Rabbi the same thing, yeah.
To the Rashi are.
Same thing, yeah. Others say the Lashon Hismakercha is not a Lashon of Mechira, it's rather a Lashon of Nachri. I mean, like strange. You became strange, Lasei Sarah Be'nei Hashem.
The
Lashon of Nachri as opposed to the Lashon of Mechira. I don't know, that's how it's conjugated somehow. To do the Rabbi Nasha, it all means the same thing, that you're doing a lot of Averis. The question is, you sold yourself, you became a Nachri, you became strange to your Rabban Shalom. Others say, Yismakercha is a Lashon of Machshava. You look in the Targum, Chalaf dechashavta lemeba dechashavta, that you thought, the Lashon of Machshava. Lasei Sarah Be'nei Hashem. Zmakarach is Lashon of Machshava. If you've thought up different types of things to do bad Be'nei Hashem. And the Medrash here says that Achav took a Sefer Torah and he erased every time it says Shem Hashem, and in its stead he wrote the shame of Avodah Zarah of the Baal. That's Hismakercha Lasei Sarah Be'nei Hashem. And this pasuk that you were had machshavas to go and do Ra Be'nei Hashem, says the Medrash, that what's this referring to? Could be fulfill all the pshatim. In other words, one of the big evils that he did, we see here, we're saying that you did a lot of averes, not just this one with Navais. One of the things he did was he took a Sefer Torah and he erased all the Shemus of Hashem, and instead he put the Shemus of Baal, of the Avodah Zarah Baal. So what's going to happen to you? Hinei mevi alecha ra. Hashem says in Nevuah, I'm going to bring ra on you. Uviyarti acharecha. And I'm going to turn and go and destroy after you, that there should be no zecher left to your family. V'chirati la'achav, and I'm going to cut off to the family of Achav, mashtin bikir, v'otzer, v'ozuv v'yisrael. Mashtin bikir literally means one who goes, hashtana means going to the bathroom, bikir against the wall. Which either means we're talking about even a dog, or even animals who go to the bathroom by a wall. Pasuk Chaf Aleph.
What about the animals?
Even they'll be destroyed.
Oh.
Not only people, even animals are going to be destroyed from the family, from the possessions in the family of Achav. The lashon of the targum, he says, Yida Mada, which the Radak explains to mean, it's a lashon of, his lashon is, Kimay Meshis Bekirais Libai. Mashtin is not a lashon of going to the bathroom, Meshis is a lashon of placing Bekirais Libai, placing in the insides of his heart, which is a lashon used of a bar das, someone who could think, as opposed to animals, meaning people. Mashtin Bekir, the way the Targum learns, Yada Mada, those who know things, from the lashon of Meshis Bekirais Libai, it's placed in the inners of his heart, which means he thinks. So he was telling him, I'm going to cut off all Mashtin Bekir, all people. Males, females, adults, children, is all going to be destroyed from the house of Achav.
What was the
Torah show that again? That was the Targum with the Radak.
Okay. Even people that think of
Achav? No, all people in this house who know how to think.
Okay.
Which meaning all people. Otsur means held back, and Ozuv means left over. So there won't be an Otsur, which the means there won't be any Otsur means it's held back. It's like held back in the house, which is referring to any property or wealth of Achav's will be totally destroyed. The Ozuv are things that are left out in the field, which means the cattle and the animals. Probably not. So basically, Achav is going, his whole family is going to be destroyed. He had a nevuah already in the pasuk before that he's going to be killed, right? And now, not only that, all of his descendants, all his property, anything that belongs to him will be totally destroyed. V'nasati es beitzcha, says Hashem, k'veis yerovam benavot, k'veis basha benachia, big oivdi avaydezorim, big rishayim, who also had a klala, that their homes are going, their family is going to be destroyed. Elakas asheichasta v'atachti et Yisrael. Yeah.
Is this
a lot of punishment? He was a big Russia. He's only getting killed once. The rest of his family is getting killed too. This is Yerovam had a basha. This was their big chaytim after Yerovam. Yeah.
The only time we thought that Hashem said to Ariel, go
tell Achav, doesn't say that. Sometimes it says again that it happened, sometimes it just continues. The Navi does that a lot. Okay, so we'll get there in a moment. The famous magic that Navis got killed because he didn't go up to Ali Regal to sing. We have to understand that even, but that doesn't mean he was mechuyev to be killed in this way, right? I mean, megaglim chutai dezakeli megaglim chayev aydei chayev. The Rebbeinu Shalom may bring it about, but it's not Achav's It's not his place to make up things to get Novus killed. Novus can't get killed, probably, if he's not deserving of it. But at the same time, Achav will be punished for doing it. So Hashem takes care of everyone in one shot. Yeah?
Novus is right for choosing to give it sealed.
Was he right? Well, he wasn't wrong. Pashtus.
Okay.
He had the choice, we said. He wasn't a Marib Malthus, so he didn't have to. Especially if it was for Rabbi Dezara, he was for sure right. Right, because he knew he was going to serve Rabbi Dezara. Right. Yeah?
If that was killed, and the man that was just killed, is it considered chai, and it killed the
baby? Why?
I'm scared.
I saw some of the parshim sound like yes. That he got skeel and he was killed like a regular Mises peasant, yeah.
And that's like when he was trying.
See, the truth is, a king doesn't kill with skeela. A king kills with sayif. Haruge Mal with a sword, just kill the person. Skila is for Bezdin. So here it says they gave him Skila, which means they killed him for the Berach Del. He can't give him both. He got one or the other, right? Yeah, but he was getting killed for both of them. We just gave him the more Chomer one because he did two Averis.
But when he goes to
Shemayim, I don't know. So what's going to happen there?
How
he didn't do anything wrong, really. I mean. So it was a mistake. You want to get the kapara? You didn't do anything wrong.
Dead.
I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. If he really did something wrong, they have to know if he got a kapara through which means. He didn't do anything wrong. He got killed. It was a fake. It was a fake bezin. The whole thing was one big fake thing. It wasn't. He doesn't need a kapara for anything. Yeah.
How could all his kids be killed? It's all three generations.
What do you mean?
There's a thing that only three generations get punished for
their crimes. Oh, you mean for that? First, maybe it's because my seventh envy is them.
What do you mean
that
they were trying
to do
something about it?
No, it could
be.
Okay, we'll see. We'll get to there. Yeah?
We said, like, the chlal and the chaper.
So?
It's like, must not something that needed a severe.
Who knows? Okay. I mean, Chazal tells the Medrash, Kavod Hashem Mehoincha, the Pasuk says, Kavod Hashem Mimasha Chinamcha, we did this last year,
yeah.
In Parashat Mishpatim, and that if Hashem gives you Chanino, Hashem gives you something extra, a special talent, so the Medrash says, how long Arichas? If you know how to sing, you should go and daven for Hashem, and these type of things. So the Medrash says, Navi had a beautiful voice, he used to go up a Lila Regal, and everyone used to come hear him, and was Vikidish Hashem. And one day he decided he was nervous about his field over here, he didn't want anyone to take his field when he goes up a Lila, his Karim, when he goes up a Lila Regal, so he stayed home. And because of that, he got this Einish, because the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, what does it say over there? It says, no one's going to blow Yachman Isha Tarzucha Balay Skalayres Pnei Hashem Lekev. Hashem says, when you go up to Ali the Rebbe, you don't have to worry about your land. No one's going to take it. He was worried about his land, Hashem said, if you are worried about your land, you think you're going to protect it, not only are you going to not be able to, not only are you not going up Ali the Regal, so you think that you're going to stay there and protect your land, it's not going to be protected, and that is why, what's his name, Achav started this whole affair. So he was guilty, that's what the Medrash says. Okay. Where do we say what? How do we know all this? It's a Medrash in Parshas Mishpatim and in Mishle. It's nowhere here in the Pesukim. Okay. So, he told him, fine. V'gam li'zevel dibra Hashem le'mer ha'klovim yoichlu et zevel b'chal Yisrael. Hameis l'achav v'ir yoichlu ha'klovim. It continues, anyone in Achav's family who dies in the city will be eaten by the dogs. Hameis v'sada yoichlu eif ha'shamayim. And in the field, the birds will take care of them. So this was the Nebuah he got. And Hashem ends off, Eliyahu HaNavi ends off, Rak, Lehoya Ka'achav Asher Yismakir Lasei Sara Be'ini Hashem. There was no one like Achav Asher Ismaker Lassi Sarabene Hashem, who sold himself to the same Lashon Ismaker from before to do the Rabbeinu Hashem. Asher Hisato Isai Zevel Ishtai. That his wife Izevel convinced him to do it. So we have a couple problems in this pasuk. The first problem we'll deal with is Rak loy haya ka'achav. There was no one as bad as Achav, says Hashem. No one. What happened to Yeravim ben Nevat? Yeravim ben Nevat was a much bigger Rasha seemingly than Achav. So Rashi says a very big chiddush. Hakasav made a love shaloy haya b'malachim kimaisai. Sheyeravim b'chol asher achrav avdu etza agalim miyira. Imyalam Yerushalayim Tashiv HaMamlach LeBeis David V'zeh Hoysif HaBav HaShever LaHakis. Yeravim ben Nevat did not let Klal Yisrael go up to Aliyah LeRegel, and he put up these Avodah Zarahs and everyone had to go to them. Says Rashi, although Yeravim did such a terrible thing, it was Meira. He was afraid if Klal Yisrael was going to go to Yerushalayim Aliyah LeRegel, he'll lose his whole Malucha, because Yerushalayim is not his Malach Yisrael, that's the other Malachim. So they're all going to end up there. They're going to all end up in that Malucha. He'll lose his whole Malucha. So therefore, even though he did a lot, and he convinced Klal Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah and all the things he did, but deep down was Meira. He had a fear of losing his own Malucha. Achav was all Lahakis. He was just to anger Hashem. So it may have seemed that Yeravim did a lot worse, but Yeravim's worst was Meira. Achav did it lahakas, he did it to anger Hashem.
Why would you bring Yeravim? They're admirers of other people you bring in.
Because when we look at the biggest, the first thing that comes to mind is Yeravim. He's bigger than that. You see, Yeravim seems to evolve Mach Yisrael the worst. Yeah?
Wasn't during Achav's generation that there was no worse than Meira?
By war, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so. But they that's close. Yeah, that's why they went out to war and they always won. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're going by the Zara. Just, he knew it was wrong, he did it anyways. He served by the Zara.
Okay. And the other king, did he do it?
He was afraid he was going to, if he let Klal Yisrael go up to Hashem in Yerushalayim, then he'll lose his whole kingship, because that was the capital of the other kings, of the Malchai Yehuda. The Radak says, Achidish, Yeravim, even though they served Avodah Zarah, him and his followers, Kavanasam L'Shamayim. Deep down, they weren't really buying down to Avodah Zarah, they had Hashem in their mind. Now how to do that? If you bow down to Avodah Zarah and you have Hashem in your mind, it's also to do. But I don't know. But they did it. Mashenk and Achav, he served it like a regular Avodah Zarah. So both Rashi and the Radak are grappling with this question. Rak lehaya kachav. It was what happened to Yeravim, and they give an answer. It seems that it may be in the amount of Avodah Zarah and the amount of people that they convinced and all these things and the numbers. Yeravim was worse, but in the quality, so to speak, his was Meira, his was Lahakis, his was for Hashem, and his was for the Avodah Zarah itself. The last thing, just one more thing, and that is that this pasuk, the Yerushalmi says that this pasuk seems to contradict itself, or says two things. One, he was the worst one in the world, as if blame it all on Achav. And then it says it wasn't really his fault if he followed his wife, right? Not that that's a terrorist. Chazal tell us, Misha Hailach Acharishtoi Neifel Begehenim, that someone who follows his wife's advice, obviously if it's incorrect, will go to Gehenim, and the Raya is from Achav. But the Gemara says that Reb Levi Darshan for 6 months on the beginning of this pasuk, Rak Lehoya Kachav, 6 months straight, about all the terrible things that Achav did. And after 6 months, Achav came to him in a dream, and he said, "What did I insult you? Did I do something wrong for 6 months? You darshan how bad I am? What happened to the end of the pasuk?" The end of the pasuk says it wasn't my fault. So he went afterwards, and for 6 months, he darshaned the end of the pasuk, how it was all really his devil convincing him. So you see, the pasuk itself is already, and there's what's a darshan on both halves of the pasuk. We're not letting Achav off the hook here. However, there is some type of, I don't want to say limud chus because it's a terrible end, but he has someone to blame, and we'll continue next time.
Thank you.
Nothing that there, it's not a contradiction. There's